Thank you. I'm honored to be here today and to describe our Safety Street program, which is one of our injury prevention programs at our hospital. I have no relationships to disclose, and I hope by the time at the end of my presentation, you'll have a better understanding of how we work with schools, the outcomes of our program, and injury prevention data. So St. Louis Children's Hospital was founded in 1879. We're located in St. Louis, Missouri. We are a 250 licensed bed facility. We have been ranked by the U.S. News and World Reports as one of the best hospitals in the country. We are also ranked, by the American College of Surgeons, a level one pediatric trauma center. We're the only one in the state. And so we do see several traumas in our facility from Missouri, but also the surrounding states, because there's not another one in the state of Illinois. No age group is safe when it comes to injuries and violence. And the types of injuries we face change as we age and we move into different stages of our life, and luckily we have the CDC that monitors and tracks the injuries that occur at different life stages. National statistics show that unintentional injuries are a leading cause of using the emergency department. The CDC also is tracking the leading causes of death, and we can see that the leading cause of death is injury for ages 1 to 44. And not only does injury affect the individual, but it affects the family unit and it affects society as a whole. According to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, unintentional injuries are the sixth leading cause of death for all ages and the number one leading cause of death for ages 1 to 44. So we are following the trend of the nation. And for the development of our program, we utilized our Trauma Registry Data Center. And that was to help us determine the topics that we should touch on with the students in each grade, in the grade levels. And we're so lucky that we have this trauma registry because, and our medical staff are tracking things so diligently that when I was working with a trauma analyst to get some data, and we're talking about burns and scalding burns, they said, oh, it's ramen noodles. It's the kids are making ramen noodles. And so when we developed our pictures in our curriculum, we made sure to put a young boy who's cooking at the microwave and he's cooking ramen noodles. And every time we're out at a school, those kids can identify what that kid is cooking like that. They know what it is. And they also knew that the scalding burns were coming from coffee and also steaming vegetables, hot vegetables. So we have that in our curriculum as well. I want to show you a video. I'm hoping it works. So I'm going to show you this video. It's about our program, and I'll show it to you at the end of the rest of my presentation. And it's going to show you the logistics of the program and a visual of our exhibit as well. This slide shows the budget for our program, and you can see that the budget for the last several years and the number of kids we've been able to reach. We will remain budget neutral in 2013, and we will try to continue to reach about 8,500 students. So we go to about a 50-mile radius around our hospital to reach students, so we see thousands of kids each year. We only set the exhibit up about 14 times, 12 times in schools, and then 2 times at community events. And we do that all with this very, very tight budget. We have found that one of the best ways to work with schools is to help them achieve their educational goals. And in our design phase of our program, we made sure to include the state educational standards for Missouri and Illinois. And during recruitment of the schools, we make sure to highlight that our program meets those educational standards. So it's very similar to what they're doing in Massachusetts, and they're looking at educational standards. Schools are becoming more and more overwhelmed by the things they have to do within their school day. And although we have so many tremendous, wonderful programs that we want to bring to the students during the day and they're all at school, the schools are starting to kind of back away a little bit and say, we have too much on our plate already. And how are we going to, you know, make the time for your program and do this? So the more that you can coordinate and relate your program to their educational standards and what they are required to do by the state, the more buy-in you will get in from the school staff and the principal. So that's the Missouri standard, and then this slide shows the Illinois standard, and I could not have written this better if they had asked me to do it myself, because it includes injury prevention and includes the health topics that we talk about in the curriculum that we have. So when I discovered that, it was just like the angels were singing, and it added to the ease of talking to the schools in Illinois. Because they are right across the river from us, right behind us in our back neighborhood. So we do travel over to Illinois, and we educate those students as well. Next, I want to talk about how we evaluate our programs and the outcomes of our programs. So we have utilized something called the CPS, the Classroom Performance System. I don't know if many of you are familiar with this. It's a handheld device. It's a picture of it on the slide. We randomly select classes to pretest prior to them coming to the exhibit, and then we post-test them when they leave the exhibit to assess the knowledge gained. And over the last 2 years, we've utilized the CPS system. Prior to that, we're using paper-pencil method. And this system has really helped us reduce costs, because now we no longer have to print, paper printing, paper, and the most expensive resource, the staff, that have to grade all the tests, the paper tests, and then enter them into the computer. So this system, you have your computer software, and they're clicking, and it automatically goes into that software. So it's really saving time and resources when it comes to that evaluation component. The pre- and post-test scores were compared using independent sample t-tests using SPSS 19.0, and the largest improvement scores for kindergarten through second grade questions for the topics of dogs and what the white lights mean on the back of the car. Students in these grade levels averaged a 21.8% increase in their mean test scores. And you can see that our test is multiple choice, so very similar to Massachusetts. And we only ask about 9 to 10 questions. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Again, that's good for buy-in with the school. We're not going to take out much time, because prior to us coming and doing the exhibit, we are asking for a day to come out and pre-test their students, taking them out of class. We can test 96 students at one time, depending at the school where we are at. They may not want 96 students in that room at one time. So we can do multiple classrooms however they would like to do it. We work with them. And so the test takes about 10 to 15 minutes, but they come in, we explain the use, how to use the clicker, and you know, that takes a little bit of time, but they get it, they like it, students really respond well to it. These are the outcomes for the third to fifth grade. The largest improvements for their questions were how to stay safe in the kitchen and the definition of pedestrian. And students in these grades averaged 11.4% increase in knowledge test scores. And so we are very similar to Jane. When we're working with the older grade levels, this curriculum began in the fall of 2011. And my staff were used to working with kindergarten through second grade. And so we decided to elaborate our curriculum and go to third, fourth, and fifth grade. And, you know, it was a little hesitant to how are we going to teach those kids, because as they enter those grade levels, they really think they know it all, they're very smart, they don't need any education about these things. And so we did the same concept where we use pictures that are showing ways that they could get hurt. And there's kids in the pictures, there are no adults in any of the pictures, and they are given a piece of paper with that picture on it, they sit in front of it, they get it several minutes to kind of look and see what kind of dangers that could cause injury or harm to them are in the picture, and then they have to educate us back. And so that's when our educators are able to correct them or make sure they understand each lesson in the curriculum. But it gets them talking, gets them very involved and interactive, and that seems to really work well with those age groups. So we are, results show that Safety Street program is effective in increasing the overall knowledge of pedestrian safety in elementary school students. So we know it is working. And some of the lessons learned that we want to share with you is do not test kindergarten students in the fall. You have to wait until very late in the spring. They are still learning their alphabet, and some do not know what the letter D looks like. It's very important to schedule your pre-test, any of your testing, any retention testing with the school as soon as possible at the same time and get on their calendar so you're not fighting with other outside organizations for the students' time and space in the school. And it's very important that the trainers that come for our program, and you'll see that in the video, really understand the curriculum and they understand the objectives of the curriculum and the program so that they can make sure they're touching all those important things that we want the students to learn.